Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mike Schoep and the Bulldog.
We're out, and somebody brings over something to give us.
Yeah.
With this guy.
Nice. Yeah.
This guy dropped off beef jerky. I try it. I can't stop eating it. You know, like with good salsa, do you have this? Does it have this effect on you? With good salsa, like you just... You get to a point where you almost just want to drink it. Like, I can't stop. Chip.
Right in the bowl.
Yes. And maybe there's like a spicy nature of it that is why. This has that.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Andy Isabella. BD, interested?
No.
Willie Snead released. How about Willie Snead?
No, I'm. Listen, if I can get Beckham at some point, great. I think they're going to be all right.
Corey Coleman, released by the Chiefs on their practice squad today. Former Bill Corey Coleman. Right. No,
former Bill. No.
I'm all right. I am. I'm willing to blow off Crowder. You know, they were counting on him, and we I think during the summer, I know I sort of felt like, oh, I don't really know if this guy's going to make it. He's not practicing. I think they valued his experience and his talent, his skill set. So I don't want to say they won't miss him, but I feel like he's replaceable. I'm really high on Shakir, and I think they're all right now. I need Davis to get healthy. You know, I'm going to be hopeful about McKenzie. I don't think we'll have any real clarity on that until Friday. I'm just hoping he sort of takes the Ryan Bates path through the concussion protocol where it's, you know, he's in the protocol, limited. Oh, no game designation. He's fine. You know, I hope that's what happens with him because I don't want to lose him and Crowder. Like, that's a double shot at one position that I'm not real eager to see them have to withstand. But I think they're going to be all right there.
I can see that being the case, that there was really no emergency. Diggs, fine. Davis, let's say, healthier. I mean, he has 8 catches in 3 games. Mm-hmm. And he did play pretty much all of these last 2 games. Like, it wasn't that he wasn't out there. He was out there. But, you know, people want to know if his ankle is why he's not producing, and it might be.
Could be. I mean, he's
on the field.
He's close enough to defenders for them to get their hands on balls.
But he always has been.
Okay.
Davis is never going to separate, right? Like, that's not his thing. But he's just, there's just not happening there. Like, Allen has gone to him anyway. That's always been the question with Davis, right? Like, so, okay, he's a full-time player now. The production, a lot of it anyway, it's not just everything. But a lot of it has been on these, wow, look at that catch. And then red zone, the kind of stuff that may not be as likely to keep repeating over time. And the ankle injury, I think, sort of is an asterisk on the start. And he had a Davis game in the opener, right, where, like, a couple of the big catches. It might have only been 3 or 4, I think it was, in that game. But still, like, that's his value, right?
Right.
So Diggs, fine. Davis, what's the bull case here, they would say? Like, what's the best case scenario here? Diggs is Diggs. Let's keep that going.
Davis gets healthy and gives you, you know, what? Like, the player to a game that you need. And maybe his impact is felt as much just by being able to get down the field and be respected. And maybe that's not happening right now because of the ankle. But he's not, you know.
Right. That's
he's not going to fill. He's not catching 100 passes.
No, nope.
I don't think. The way the year even started. But I mean, he got hurt so soon. You know, I mean, he did play all that Miami game, but we wondered whether they would have wanted him to, to begin with, right? Kumerow went out very early in that game, and I suspect that that increased Davis's workload in that game.
And he also appeared to have a setback last week. He was downgraded in the middle of last week, but then also played, and they're thin. They had another injury, and then two in the Baltimore game. We don't know. You want to – what I'm trying to build here is the optimistic case, and the optimistic case says Davis, while somebody who's probably not getting a lot of targets in any game, even when he's healthy, has been hampered, and that's why he's catching one pass against the Ravens instead of four. Right. So, okay, let's say Diggs is Diggs, and I've got Davis back as the role I envision him in, you know, the playoff game. Davis is Davis. My slot position now is McKenzie, hopefully, and Shakir, right? Shakir is Crowder now?
I think so. And I think the versatility is there, too. Crowder was not just playing in the slot. I mean, they're moving guys all around. But primarily, like, that slot, the Crowder and McKenzie were, I'd be stunned to learn that they are not leading the Bills in slot snaps from the slot. So I think Shakir can do that job. Like, if you want a timeshare, assuming Davis is healthy and you don't want to overwork McKenzie, you know, it depends. Like, what is their approach on McKenzie really been? Has it been, we don't trust you to do all of this because you've never had that big a workload and you're not a big guy anyway, so let's have a timeshare with Crowder? Is that more out of necessity, or is it because of Crowder? Like, do they respect Crowder's skill set so much that it had to be a timeshare? They might not feel the same way about Shakir as a rookie. Like, so McKenzie might just take that job over, and Shakir is just, he's going for anyone who needs a blow guy.
Here's what I think. Crowder has never been great. Like, he's not a guy who, you know, he's undeniable. It was the kind of move the Bills have made before, where you bring in a veteran, it's a little bit insurance for the, either depending on how the draft goes or whatever. In this case, I think McKenzie has only been seen by the Bills as a part-time player. So it made sense. It always made sense that these two guys would be complementary pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And that you would want them both. So it's sort of an end around to the way you framed that. I think objectively, and I've always said this all year, if the Bills thought of McKenzie as having a bigger role, they would have given him one. Beasley wasn't really helping them last year. He was out there. But when McKenzie got in, he looked better. The Bills wouldn't have to have agreed with that. But, I mean, that Patriot game was better than any Beasley game, right? And then they got into the playoffs, and they put him right back on the bench. They relegated McKenzie to the same role even after that had happened. The whole year went by, and they still did that. So I never thought McKenzie, as you know, I never thought McKenzie was going to get a huge bump in volume because that's just never how they've behaved. So I think they could move Davis, and you're right. I mean, it doesn't have to be so cut and dried, but I think that would still be true. He has to be healthy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That would still be true. And so McKenzie and Shakir are going. Shakir becomes Crowder. Now.
I hope that's right.
Where am I after that? Knox. You want to talk about Knox? Knox doesn't get targets either. He's like these other guys. He's like Davis and McKenzie, where the offense is humming. Allen does Allen things. Diggs is awesome. And these guys are like, you know, you get touchdowns because the Bills are so good, and you get great plays from them individually, but you don't have with Knox or with Davis or with McKenzie really at all a stretch where they were a focal point of the offense. And you can go, you're the Super Bowl favorite. Maybe that doesn't need to change, but I don't have that to sort of stand on here looking at this. James Cook, every team wants to tell you all summer how their good receiving running back is going to play in the slot. They never do. It's always a lie. They never do. And where are we at with Cook through four games? They can't even keep him on the field.
I think I've seen him out wide for maybe one snap.
Yeah, like it's just nothing yet.
Right.
It's nothing yet. Maybe that changes, but it hasn't. Like there's just no real – I don't have – a really like sort of strong confidence here that like they're fine. You know, I'm not sure they're fine. I'm not sure they're fine. Hmm. I know Diggs is great. Davis can do great things. Knox can too. Never has any of these guys after Diggs been like, okay, we're going to you. And if everybody's out there catching their four or five passes, getting their one or two touchdowns, then I'm okay. And if not, I don't know, then maybe I'm not okay. I might need something that I don't have.
Right. Well, I don't think a guy that can't cut it in Arizona.
Oh, no. You know,
like,
fine.
Right. Like,
fine.
Yeah. If the point is, should you be looking for something? If Beckham is too far down the road, or simply isn't going to choose you. I mean, boy, Joe Buck last night was talking like it's only a matter of time before they announce something with the Rams. Like, that's how that sounded to me. I think he even used the phrasing, it seems like only a matter of time before he re-signs with the Rams. I don't know if he's just casually dropping that in as an opinion or whether he knows something, but anyway, you know, we've known all along. Like, Beckham's going to have a choice to make, and again, it's not coming for maybe another month or more. So, do you want to explore what's available? Like, I'm not picking guys up off waivers, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. You're talking me into doing something I don't think I need to do. I have confidence that they're going to be fine. Like, I think those guys not producing yet, I don't think Knox is going to continue along not catching passes. Like, it's some week he's going to have a week. And so I think they've got enough talent there. They haven't really had to use it yet. And I'm big on Shakir. I hope they are. Like, I hope they give him an opportunity to share with McKenzie.
At worst, this game probably is that. Is that. Now, I don't know if there's targets, but there's snaps, right? Mm-hmm. The Bills' perfect game against the Steelers is to not have to throw the ball 30 times. You know, is to just get three and outs constantly. Pittsburgh looks incompetent. And, you know, you win the game 27-3 or 24-3 or something like that. The Bills would love to have a game. I mean, any team would. I'm not saying anything interesting here, but where you don't have to worry about your third and fourth wide receivers producing, whether your tight end produces, because, you know, you don't like the game against Pittsburgh, the night game in the stadium a couple years ago, where it was just sort of like there, you know, the game was just sort of
right.
There.
It wasn't a blowout, but it also wasn't hard.
Yeah. And, you know,
that's kind of how I remember that game anyway.
Pittsburgh defensively is like never easy. Even without TJ Watt, like they're never easy.
They're never easy, but Fitzpatrick is hurt. Hayward is hurt. If either of those guys don't play, then I think you're drifting into easy territory. Like, who am I supposed to be worried about over there exactly?
I don't know, but like, when is Pittsburgh ever, again, easy?
I think when they don't have Watt, Hayward, and Fitzpatrick would be my answer. I think it gets easy.
We'll see. The Bills defense, Bulldog, loses big names and keeps up, right? Like there's an inherent quality that the organization has, that the team, the coaches. And I kind of feel like that's what I would expect from Pittsburgh without their stars. But we'll see. Who knows?
I don't know
what the move is. Like, Odell Beckham, for me, has really never been that realistic. And he's not until November at the earliest anyway. So it's not on the table. You know, you want to, like always, if you want to sign him, if you can, okay. But he's another major injury. He's 9 years into his career or something. Who knows what it will look like, even if he wants you. And it's not, it can't mean anything yet anyway. The Isabella, I'm just kind of joking, you know, like
these names,
Chris Conley, Albert Wilson worked out for the Raiders, I think, today. Like, these guys that are not in your fantasy leagues when they're in the league, they're just below that. That's who we're talking about, probably, unless Fuller decides he wants to play for the Bills. I don't think he wants to play for anybody, it seems. So I don't know what you do. Hodgins, maybe, or somebody like that. That's in,
right, I was
in the back
thinking,
room.
Like, who else is there? Like, Hodgins is you know, like I'll try him before I'm claiming somebody off waivers.
Fine.
Maybe that can work for you. I mean, I don't know. But I know what it looks like, right? I mean, we're talking about the offense stylistically being different. The air yards are down, the running back targets, so it's different. I feel like all of that, coupled with Davis being hurt, is what's sort of, you know, if you're worried about them having enough talent, enough skill guys, I think that all is what the problem is. So, you know, Davis, I don't have a magic wand to make him healthy, but I'm hopeful that eventually he's going to be healthy. Although if he keeps trying to play on a bad ankle, maybe it'll never get better. I mean, I don't know. There's been some thought, I think, maybe the Crowder injury, the timing of it is as bad as it could be for this simple fact that maybe Davis, if he needs a week, you might feel less tempted to give it to him because Crowder just went out. So do you want to go in to this Pittsburgh game down, you know, two of your top three receivers, basically, or two of your top four, if you want to just count McKenzie and Crowder as, you know, whatever they are, like share, a timeshare.
And then whatever Kumerow is.
Right.
Two.
So I think there's enough there. I think it'll come.
The word is fragile. That's the word I want. Is it fragile? And you're saying you don't think so. And I'm saying I'm not quite as sure whether the whole thing is a little bit fragile. You know, you expect Allen, everybody does now, expect Allen to figure it out. If that means he's going to run 15 times, you know, whatever. Like, when everything is cooking, he's throwing touchdown passes to offensive tackles. Like, it's just sort of easy and perfect.
Yeah.
And so maybe that'll happen no matter what. Maybe he's so elite that that'll happen no matter what. I wouldn't want to see what this looks like without Diggs. But really, like,
no.
maybe that's the likeliest scenario. Is it a little bit fragile? At what point is it maybe fragile? Like, if it's not now, Davis, what you want from Davis, he's 100%, say, and okay, let's go. What you really would want from Davis is 5 for 92 and 2. You know, that's Davis, I think. I need you count up Allen's completions on what you see as a good day for the Bills offense. It's in the 20s at least. And all right, so let's break it down. You're right, Singletary. That's what they want. That's what they want. That's what they're doing. That's what they want. Cook is not happening. Moss is never this guy. Singletary is giving them something that, whether it was McKissick or Cook or him, they have wanted to be a piece, a meaningful piece in their offense. You know, five, six targets a week. It doesn't amount to a lot, but it keeps drives going. It's a big play late in the Baltimore game. So like a 15-yard screen or whatever that was. He's working out in this way. It's just not there's just not much upside with it. Davis is your upside.
Right. I'm going to want to see them. I don't even know what this is to say. The guy's a second-round pick. Who doesn't want to see them get Cook off? But at some point, if he gets in the game and doesn't do the right thing the very first time he's in the game, I think he needs to get another play. You know, like, let's give him a series outside of the end of the Tennessee game when you're just waiting to kneel. Which is, you know, great. He had a big long run there, and, you know, but that's it. They drafted him, I got to think, to have a role, and I don't want to say a tiny one. And right now, it doesn't even exist.
Correct.
So if I'm thinking about, like, what do I need to do here, I'm more thinking a guy that's here that just has gotten off to an extremely slow start. How do I fix that? And they might just be, you know what, this other guy's better right now, and we can throw him the ball, and so we don't care. Like, we don't have time. And I'm listening because, you know, it's not player development time. It's go win the Super Bowl time. But it is October, not January.
The other part, like, they're such – an outstanding team, and they're talked about as such. The odds point every single time. Super Bowl favorite every single time. That's great. You want to scrutinize the second round pick. That's, I think, fair and appropriate because these last two games, I mean, have been really hard. Like, if they're winning like the first two games, and you and I want to hang out and talk about like James Cook and all this, there's an obvious
yeah.
sort of end point in that conversation where you go, okay, well, whatever. You know,
get in line, kid.
They're
yeah.
blowing everybody out, so who cares? But that's not what we've got now. What we've got, and, you know, good opponents, other circumstance, heat, rain, a couple plays away from your 2-2, and, you know, this is the year. So the injuries at receiver, all of this put together, it is interesting, you know, whether they are who they want to be on offense. And Pittsburgh, I think, deserves some respect as a team that makes it hard for offenses, or usually has, you know. Maybe that'll be different. What do you think? 803-0550. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.